Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Pam Anderson documentary.
Okay.
Pam Anderson, A Love Story. I love this. I loved it so much. I've always been a fan of Pam Anderson since I've heard her on Howard Stern Show, some of her old interviews and her new one. What do I love about Pam? Pam, I just feel like there's something very likable about Pam Anderson and authentic. She's arguably been someone so famous. She's this gorgeous sex symbol that we've always looked up to and admired, from Baywatch to Playboy. And Pam does it her own way. Like, Pam doesn't, I'm really in this mode of admiring people because I'm very much like influenced by, I think, the crowds, like, you know, what everybody's saying, I feel like I have to go along with. Otherwise, you get backlash. I love that Pam Anderson says and does her own thing, right? Like, she's unapologetic about being in Playboy, which Playboy now, there's been a ton of documentaries. I watched the one, what was the big one, I think, on A&E. Obviously, you know, the women that were in that were, like, abused, brainwashed, so disgusted by Hugh Hefner and the entire Playboy brand. Many alleged that they were sexually assaulted. It was not good. Pam Anderson had an entirely different experience and basically has credited Hugh Hefner and Playboy for her, you know, life and her success. So what were some of the most shocking parts of the documentary? There were good ones. And a lot of people, by the way, are not happy about this documentary because her son did it and obviously she did it. And I do get that. When I always think, because they did a big Elvis, you know, documentary a couple years ago that was done by the family. And I always do think whenever the documentary is done by your family, you are getting a bias opinion 100%, because they're doing these as kind of a legacy move, right? For people to always remember and celebrate all the great things about their careers. This documentary leaves you wanting a lot more about Pam's politics. She's obviously very close with Julian Assange, you know, who, longtime kind of whistleblower. She wrote to Vladimir Putin to get Vladimir Putin to stop using, like, murdering seals. You know, so she, and he did ban that. I mean, but a lot of people are like, why are you reaching out to Vladimir Putin? Clearly a murderer, you know, dictator. She's always just done what she has felt is right, you know, for her or her mission, right? And some of the biggest revelations are she and Tommy Lee's sex tape was one of the first, and it really was like the first huge celebrity sex tape. Came out like early aughts, like early 2000s. And she never made a dime off that. People have made hundreds of millions of dollars. She was offered $5 million, said no. To this day, would never take any money for the sex tape. It was a private tape that she always feels, and it was stolen from a safe in she and Tommy's home. And she always feels like that was a private, intimate tape that was meant to be seen between the two of them, and she and Tommy have never made any money off it. Shocking. Her oldest son, Brandon, who did the documentary, is like, yeah, I wish she'd taken the money. Like, she should have gotten paid for it. Like, if you're going to be out there, you should have at least gotten it, you know? Basically, the documentary says, and she says this, she's not good with money. She's not good with money, and the documentary implies she doesn't really have a lot of money. Now, a former lover of hers has come back out of the woodwork. He's like a billionaire. He said, you know, he's leaving her $10 million just because. She doesn't really get into the relationship with Kid Rock, a.k.a. Bob Ritchie. I wanted way more of that. I used to be a huge Kid Rock fan and like, oh my God, he was so hot. I've met him in real life. I tried to hook up with him. He completely rejected me. Anyhow, I digress. So, you know, like, I wanted a lot more about their relationship. She basically says she and Bob Ritchie, that Bob was extremely good to her sons, but he, you know, a lot of her relationships kind of end with these men being extremely jealous and violent in some way. Maybe not necessarily always towards her, but violent in throwing things and trashing things. And, you know, it just, it doesn't work, you know, so that's kind of one reason. I wish they'd gotten into it in the documentary, but the rumor, of course, online, which I do believe has been confirmed now by Pam through interviews, is Pam appeared in a Borat film and was sexualized in the Borat film, and Bob Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, did not know that she was in the film, and she took him to a private screening at like the head of CAA agency's home, and he like lost it and called her a whore in front of people there and that she was trash, and that was it. She ended the relationship. What? I mean, it, like, but I'm also like, why didn't you think to tell your husband that you were appearing in a movie? She was going to surprise him. Horrible move. You know, she's been married 6 or 7 times. She loves being in love. It doesn't work out. You know, she's married and divorced all these times. But the kind of the most shocking part of this documentary is the documentary is really a love story. You know, Pamela, a love story, is really about she and Tommy Lee and how Tommy Lee is the love of her life. Now, she couldn't make it work with Tommy because very much like Bob Ritchie, only Tommy like physically abused her. You know, Tommy flies into a fit of rage over an argument that they had and strikes her. And I think, I don't know if like hit their son or something, but the domestic violence like got her to leave. And she claims that Tommy really wanted to work it out, wanted to go to therapy, like wanted things to work, and it didn't. However, she basically says in this documentary that he was the love of her life. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Ask me one word to describe Hungry Root, a weekly meal kit subscription box. Delightful. You want your life back? Order Hungry Root. And right now, Sarah Fraser Show listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. What do I love about Hungry Root box kit service so much is because they have 10-minute meals. I am so over meal kits where you do so much chopping and mixing. Hungry Root allows you to mix and match. So if you enjoy doing that, you can do it, but they even have 10 and 15-minute meals. Get ready to have your life back. and eat healthy. Plus, you can pick keto, or if you love meat like I do, bring on the meat lovers, baby. Right now, Hungry Root is offering TSFS listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. And don't forget to use our link so they know that I sent you. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The love of her life. She's never felt the same way. They play all these private movies and, you know, videos of Tommy, almost as though Tommy Lee is dead. Like, almost as though her spouse was killed and they are reflecting back on all these good times, to the point where she even has to take a break, you know, while filming, and come back to it because she's so kind of struck by emotion of how in love she was with Tommy. I have to tell you, I think Brittany Furlan, who is Tommy Lee's current wife, is handling this so well. She got a ton of backlash over the weekend because she put up a video that basically was like, if I died, and it would be like Pamela's reaction, which was like, oh, she's dead? Oh, that's too bad. And then, like, it's kind of a joke, right? I'm like, I don't blame Brittany. Brittany's getting trashed for that. I'm like, girl, you deserve so much credit. Like, if that, I was just thinking, like, if that were about Schman, because I'm very jealous and I love Schman, I'm very possessive of Schman. If that was another woman about Schman, I would be shook. Like, I feel bad for Brittany Furlan. Has anyone checked on this woman? I know they have because she's put out videos, but I hope she's taking some self-care and self-love and reflection, because Pam Anderson basically just said, I really should have tried to make it work with Tommy, the love of my life, and played all these videos, like, almost in memoriam of how amazing their relationship was together. What? I could not believe it. I could not believe it. At first, before I watched the documentary, I was like, what is, like, Brittany Furlan, like, what is she, you know, it's just kind of a, like, is she just going after Pam for attention, all this stuff? No, I'm like, oh my God, Brittany, I hear you. Like, that would be incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. But two things get to be true. I adore Pam Anderson. At the same time, I feel for Brittany Furlan because it's almost like, how do you even create, I don't know. You know, how do you go out in public with Tommy? How do you, like, do all that, you know, be, like, public and all that with him and, you know well that Pam Anderson's, like, madly still in love with him and had two children with him. It's not, that's not easy. Not easy. Can't recommend the documentary enough. So good. You know, one of the things I think is so likable about Pam Anderson is she does the documentary for the most part without makeup. You just see her. I love when stars just pull back the curtain. There's just something so genuine and likable about Pam Anderson, even if you are not a fan. And, you know, she has her own take on Me Too. She's gotten a backlash. I mean, everybody gets backlash for everything. I'm so over it. I just don't even care. But, you know, basically she says, like, takes two to tango, that you know, she says the Playboy Mansion wanted her to move in. And she was like, absolutely not. Why would I be moving in with a guy that was like 70 and she was 19 or something? She's like, no. And, you know, she said she had a mother that told her, any guy that's asking you to come to their hotel room for an audition, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. It takes two to tango. This is essentially a quote from Pam Anderson. And if you go in there, you know exactly what's going to happen to you. And you do not go in there. Don't go in. Which, I mean, women need this advice. Yes, Me Too is changing, thank God. But still, I mean, you have to also be smart and not naive. And I'm with Pam Anderson. I agree with that take. And then her mother always said to her, if you decide to go into that hotel room, then you better get the job. Meaning you better give a hell of a blow job and get the role. You know, I mean, I get what Pam is saying. A lot of people's parents don't talk to them like that because they feel like they shouldn't have to. You shouldn't. But then still, that's the way of the world and things are cyclical. And men are, you know, some men are fucking sleaze bags. Like, some women are sleaze bags. Anyway, I like a woman that sticks to her conviction and is also very transparent and very likable. It's hard for anyone, male or female, to have all those qualities, and I feel like Pam Anderson does. Okay, we've talked way too long about that. Let's move on to Cheer. I've been a longtime Cheer fan on Netflix. They did a season one. They did a season two. Now, why is Cheer ringing a bell? Because you haven't heard anything about it in, what feels like eternity. Well, Cheer, you know this because, of course, the guy went to jail for child pornography in season two, which followed it. Crazy. Jerry Harris, who is doing life, by the way, in federal prison, P.S., for child pornography. This show almost feels cursed to me now. Almost is beginning to give me Glee vibes. So now it's come out, Gabby Butler, who's been a long time one of the stars of Cheer darling in the world, did blackface as an initiation at Navarro. The picture surfaced on Twitter. She addressed the picture and she basically said, I didn't even know what blackface was. And this was an initiation that everybody had to do, team members that were black, white, any race. And she showed other people's pictures. Ladarius enters the chat. Does everyone remember Ladarius? Just Google these people because I'm still obsessed with their drama. Ladarius is very outspoken on social media, got into a huge kind of back and forth with... Oh my God. What's her name? I have to look her up. Cheer head coach. Oh my God. What is her name? Oh, Monica. Thank you. Monica Aldama. So, you know, a lot's come out about Monica being a bully herself. I think we can see this. I mean, Monica's tough. You know, now, does she have love for the cheerleaders? Yes. Although Ladarius and others have said it's not as much love as the show is portrayed. That she basically wants to win. She's extremely competitive. And the rest of it, she doesn't really give a shit about. So Ladarius has come out and essentially now saying that he will not back Gabby Butler. He won't support her. Another friend of Gabby's who is of color has said, I've been around Gabby forever. I don't feel like she's racist. Other people did do this hazing. It wasn't right, but it happened. Ladarius has outed videos that the two, Ladarius and Gabby, were in a relationship. They were having sex, hooking up, and that's why he defended her for a long time. And he's not defending her anymore. And she basically has responded and said, fine, you want to get, like, go there. You want to start, like, getting down into the mud and the weeds, Ladarius, let's go. Like, I've had it. What? I don't know. This is giving me cursed vibes. It just is. Where are their all careers going post this? Are we getting a Cheer season 3? I think we are. Anyway, I'm following that drama all the way to the bottom. There you have it. All right. Brand new TLC talk tomorrow on the podcast. Always subscribe to The Sarah Fraser Show. I'm grateful for every single one of you who listens and comments and leaves me a review or comments on my Instagram. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Love you all. Bye.